Well, from Mark chapter 2, Jesus and his followers are always being harried and nipped at and blocked by the Pharisees, at least most of the Pharisees. And this is what happens when they try it again on Jesus. Now, John's disciples and the Pharisees were fasting, which was a good thing to do as far as the Pharisees were concerned. There were three main pillars of doing religious things. There was fasting, and there was prayer, and there was giving to the poor. So the fact that John's disciples and the Pharisees were fasting means that, as we're about to hear, when Jesus' disciples don't, that's a problem for the Pharisees. And they're sort of very happy with John, because his disciples are doing what they think they should do, but they're not very happy with Jesus and his disciples, because his disciples aren't doing what the Pharisees think you should do. So John's disciples and the Pharisees were fasting. Some people came and asked Jesus, how is it that John's disciples and the disciples of the Pharisees are fasting, but yours are not? You can tell that's not sort of a question wanting information. It's just a criticism. It's one of those questions that comes with an exclamation mark at the end, not a question mark. Jesus answered, how can the guests of the bridegroom fast while he is with them? They cannot, so long as they have him with them. But the time will come when the bridegroom will be taken from them, and on that day they will fast. No one sews a patch of unshrunk cloth on an old garment. Otherwise the new piece will pull away from the old, making the tear worse. And no one pours new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise the wine will burst the skins, and both the wine and the wineskins will be ruined. No, they pour new wine into new wineskins. Bottom line, there are two ways in this incident. There are two ways of people responding to God. The Pharisees and their disciples, John's disciples, but primarily it's the Pharisees that Jesus has in mind. They're doing stuff, responding to God in a way that is completely wrong, because they are thinking that they can earn their way into God's presence. They don't think they need faith. They just need a whole string of obediences, and that will make them right with God. Now, all the way through the New Testament, that attitude keeps getting trounced. Now, that is what Jesus is going to talk about as the old way of thinking, the old wineskins. It's the old covenant. It's the old framework for living before God. Do all the right things, and you will be acceptable. You will be right with God if you tick all the boxes. Now, the other way is that actually we're only right with God by faith in Jesus. And because we are right with God, we then start to do good things. This is completely the way around, really, isn't it? But it is faith in God that makes us right with God. Faith in Jesus Christ and what he has done for us. Who he is. All right, that's what makes us right with God. The old way, the Pharisees, just didn't recognize Jesus at all as being God's Messiah, as God's King. They didn't think he'd come from God at all. They thought he was the enemy. But the other way, that way you recognize that Jesus has come from God and he's come from God to do something for us. So you believe in Jesus and what he's done for us on the cross, rising from the dead. So you've got what Jesus is calling the old way, old covenant way, and the new way, new covenant way. Old way, try very hard and God might like you. New way, believe in Jesus Christ, the one whom he sent. And he will change your life. He'll give you a new start. He'll give you a new life, which will be a good one. Now that's the situation. The bottom line is, you can't put what Jesus is about into the old wineskin. Here is God's new king, God's new kingdom. Here is living with God by faith in Christ. Here is receiving by God, because of his grace and love and kindness, new life. You can't shoehorn that into an old way that says, I've got to do everything right, and then I'll please God, and God will be pleased with me, and then I'll be okay. You can't put God gives into I earn. You can't put Jesus died for me into I've got to do everything to prove myself to God. You can't put I'm a sinner but Jesus sorts my sin into I'm a sinner and I can sort my sin. You can't follow Jesus and still think you've got to make everything happen and you've got to make God like you. You can't have Jesus as your king and still function as if actually you're the king who sorts your life. So you see, Jesus says, well, of course they're not fasting because they've got me with them and I'm the king and they're rejoicing. They're glad to have me with them. The time will come I'm not here and then they can fast. But it's me that they're taken up with. And he says, why should they behave as if I'm not there? Why should they behave as if what they can do is more important than me and being with me? I'm the one that God has sent for them. Of course they're pleased. Of course they're happy. They're like people at a wedding. And when you go to a wedding, you expect to eat. You know, go to a wedding, that is no time to be on a diet. Forget it. It's very easy to forget you're on a diet, isn't it, actually? That's no trouble at all. But a wedding is not the place to try dieting. Okay, you go and enjoy the food because it's a great celebration. And the way all that gets summed up is in just this brilliant, absolutely brilliant picture that Jesus gives us. Wine wasn't stored in glass bottles. It was stored in wineskins. And the wineskins were made of skin. And they were treated and they were waxed and all the rest of it and sewn together and, you know, kind of taped kind of thing. But it was just leather, basically. Leather bottles. And what happened to them over time? What happened to leather bottles over time is that they dry out. And they dry out from the outside. And when they dry, they start to crack. The seams start to pull. Where the skin is bent, just starts to crack. So you get nice new wine and you pour it into those wineskins and that nice new wine is fresh, young and lively like all young wine is, and the old wineskin can't hold it, and what's cracked and just starting to split will burst. It doesn't seep so that you get a warning, it just bursts, and the wineskin split. So it's no use for anything else, and your new wine has just gone all over the floor. So what Jesus is saying is, if you want to live the life that he brings, you have to turn away from the old way. The Pharisees had to turn away from their self-righteousness. And they had to receive Jesus and be made new. So they had to be turned into new people. They couldn't fit Jesus into their existing old way. Now, it's just like that still for us because it's basically the same things. If you want Jesus in your life, he's going to change your life. And he's only going to change it for the better. If you want Jesus in your life, you can't keep relying on yourself and trusting yourself to make yourself good and right with God. Jesus is the one to trust. If you want Jesus' life in you, like the fresh new young wine, then it's no use thinking the old way. Jesus is a new king in your life. He's a new Lord in your life. Jesus is the new forgiver in your life. And that new can't sit in the old. So what's he saying? Here it is. Turn away from the old life you've got to receive a new life, to become a new person, a new wineskin, with a new way of doing things, a whole new approach to, quotes, religion. And he will fill you. If you want new life, turn to Jesus. He will make you new. He will change your life. Because he can't pour old wine into old wineskins if you're going to have the new wine of God living in you by his Spirit, of Jesus living in you by his Spirit. Then he's going to make you a new person, and you'll live a new way. Let's pray.